Ed Lover was on this morning.
Ed Lover started our morning by like kicking down the door to the pre-show meeting. Like, why the hell did somebody
not vote for Derek Jeter?
Yeah. It was
he wanted. He wanted names.
Ed was on the path, man.
Tell him it was Ja Rule.
Yeah, Ja got a Hall of Fame vote.
He got it for Firefest. It was traded. Someone traded it for a cabana at Firefest.
It was Lady of Rage.
Paul Sullivan went to Firefest, wanted a cabana, and traded his Hall of Fame.
It was Ski Low.
Well, he wishes he had a few more votes instead of being a little bit taller.
I'm just trying to remember. I'm trying to remember like what the wheelhouse videos were for Yo MTV Raps. Like Poor Righteous Teachers.
Yeah.
And oh man. We used to hurry back from class to turn that on.
It's really weird that he's right down the hall.
I know.
Like, that's a strange thing that Ed Lover is down the hall.
When we were in Mitch's office for a pre-show meeting when Ed got hired by Jams. And Mitch tells us, you'll never guess who Jams just hired. It's Ed Lover. And Dan goes,
what?
And leaves the room. I thought it was to go like hunt down Ed Lover and give him a hug. But Dan's like, no, I was texting all of my friends from college and telling them that I work with Ed Lover now.
It's pretty great. Boys, enjoy yourselves. I got a busy show today. Right. A lot of cool stuff on it.
Awesome.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. That is Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. They host here from 9 a.m. until noon, Monday through Friday. I'm Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you between noon and 2. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Want your youth hockey team to play in front of thousands? Well, you can make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. The segment is being brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Our guy Kevin Harlan, who I adore. Oh, Hassan Whiteside got kicked in the ding-ding. Oh, all right. I'm all for Kevin Harlan describing that.
Right beneath the belt. That face and where he just took that knee speaks volumes. He took it where no man wants to get it.
Well, he was doing his job by protecting the rim, but Pascal led with his knee.
Hey, Reggie, get out the way. Color commentator, shut up. Let that man cook. He was trying to cook and tell you what. We don't need you to try and give it flavor. Harlan's got that covered. Just move, bitch. Get out the way.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
I'm sure somewhere Tony Gill is very excited that I had bad things to say about Reggie Miller, even though he probably thinks, well, that was your case against him being in the Hall of Fame. It's not. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Welcome in. Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock today. We have a busy show today, and I think it's busy in a good way for you. At 12:40, we're going to talk with Holly Wetzel. And you're like, wait, who's Holly Wetzel? Holly Wetzel writes for Awful Announcing, and she's going to explain why all of your streaming services are starting to cost you as much as cable. And we'll talk a little bit about the Cubs deal. At 12:20, about 10 minutes, I'm going to talk with Jay Zawoski about Coach Q and the Blackhawks and legacy and all that stuff. But we start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. Hawks fought back. They didn't play poorly last night, although Robin Leonard wasn't great. But they lose to Coach Q and the Panthers.
Now, Barkov brings it around. Great work here by the Panthers. They don't want to even shoot the puck. Just keep the possession on the perimeter. And the Hawks unable to get control while being shorthanded. Barkov is checked. They jam back. That glad this one's over. The Florida Panthers have won their sixth consecutive game. They moved to 12 games over the 500 mark as Bobrovsky in a back-to-back set comes up large when needed for the visitors tonight.
Joe Quenneville had a tribute during one of the stoppages. NBC Sports Chicago did not have it. Guy who runs NBC Sports Chicago apologized for it today to Mully and Haw. This is what Joel Quenneville had to say about said tribute.
Starting the game off like that, and the building was rocking. It felt like a different game, and you know, that was had some importance to it, and it was a you know, so it was a special. You know, it was kind of like you know, saying thank you to me, and I was thanking them, and it was you know, it was all good. So it was a you know, felt great, and you know, it was made a little interesting at the end of the game, but that was certainly a memorable event that I'm thankful for.
Seeing him smile was pretty cool. To see that outpouring of affection and the fans going, Q! We'll have more with Jay Zawoski on this coming up in about 10 minutes. Kansas State versus Kansas. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
And a block to finish. And DeSosa blocks it, and now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
Yep. That's not good.
This is bad.
This is
No good. Oh, this is terrible.
There are going to be ramifications for this going forward.
And it's just no point to it.
There's going to be repercussions and consequences. If you watch that video, the best part of that video is the cheerleader holding back the police officer. Just go look at it again. It's hysterical. I don't know what's going on, but that made me laugh last night. Speaking of ejections for doing weird stuff, Alan Griffin be doing stuff, stepping on people.
Literally just seconds ago, Alan Griffin, who's been playing about as well as anybody for Illinois, has been ejected from this game. A flagrant 2 foul called against him. So Illinois will be penalized, and he is out of this game. This is what happened.
Flagrant 2, no, he should be. Watch right there. It. You gotta kick him out. I don't know why anymore. You would even think about doing that. That goes back to 92. Christian Laettner and Minu Timberlake, the referees in that game, didn't have the guts to throw Laettner out. In this game, they do, and they should. Alan Griffin, that's just absolutely ridiculous, uncalled for, and he should be gone.
Brad Underwood was not happy about it, said that he made Alan apologize after the game was over. Meanwhile, the beatdown that was really going on was the Illini versus Perdon't.
Right baseline drive now to Kofi. Inside up and missed it. Rebound, Kofi. Put it on in! 79-62. Be still, my heart. The Illini have blown out the Boilermakers at Mackey Arena.
79-62 is the final. Kofi Cockburn had 22 points and 15 rebounds. Trent Frazier with 21 points. It's the best start to conference play for the Illini since the 05-06 season. They're a really good defensive team, and that's going to show up. They snap a 7-game losing streak at Mackey Arena.